Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire.
Here come the two teams. St Helens led out by John Wilkin in their predominantly white strip with a red trim. And Danny Brough leads out the Huddersfield Giants. Huddersfield Saints appealing for everything now. Here's Turner, moves it out quickly to Wilkin. Little grubber kick in behind. They're going to be in here, Saints, surely. And they are. First try of the night. And it goes to Mark Percival of St Helens. Back-to-back penalties hurt the Giants. Six gone. They're 4-0 down.
He saw that basically Huddersfield's right edge got up really hard. We had to get up. Jermaine McGilvery and Leroy Kudrow had to cut the play down. They were probably a man down. But with that, Wilkins saw it and just dribbled the ball through, which deft touch on his bad foot. Yeah, great try by St Helens.
Swings it towards the post, but never quite got the angle right, and it's missed. And four does not become six as a jeer from the Giants fans. Well, it's three back-to-back sets here now. Is Brough gets it to Griggs. They've got men over. They must score here. Ball out wide, and Aaron Murphy will slide in at the corner. Well played, Huddersfield Giants. Whether that was a planned move or not, it worked to perfection. We're all level at Langtree Park. 13 gone. It's Saints 4, Huddersfield 4.
St Helens will be extremely disappointed. We're man on man. You know, you should never really get beat man on man, but I think what did it is Ruffy's pace. He drifted across the field, he asked questions, and as soon as somebody turns the hips or turned the shoulders, which I think it were Percival on that occasion.
Here's Brough from the sideline, hammers it towards the sticks, but it's waved away. It remains. They go right though to Walsh. Little grubber kick in, it's picked up by Veyer, and he scored. Great hands from the big man. He picked it up off his bootlaces and he dots it down on the side of the sticks, and St Helens are back in front. It's Saints 8, Huddersfield 4.
I can't believe what I'm watching. That was unbelievable from Veyer. Both back rowers, Wilkin, were once off a Danny Brough kick. That one were off a Walsh kick, and Veyer's picked the ball up. But that were unbelievable. So sometimes you just got to, I think, stand back and applaud what great skill that was.
Luke Walsh has just slotted over the goal, his first of the night, and it goes left, ball back on the inside. Another great goal line tackle from the Giants. They're hanging on here, Huddersfield, as Saints come again down the short side. They've got the man over, they're going for the corner, and Percival's in for his second try of the evening. And St Helens do extend their lead with 4 minutes to the break. They lead by 14 points to 4. From Walsh, here he comes now, sends it on its way. Looks like he's got the radar right for this one. He has, straight between the middle. And now all of a sudden the Giants have got a bit of a hill to climb. Six. No, he goes himself, and that will be half time. Well, it was a real arm wrestle in the opening few sets, but half-time, St Helens lead by 16 points to 4. It comes right out the back for Turner. Turner's got Veyer with him, and he's over. He's dived in, and he's going to get this down. That's a really simple try, and the Huddersfield Giants, I think, were expecting the pass. There's a bit of pushing and shoving after the try is given, but no doubt in Jordan Turner's extended St Helens lead. It's 20 points to 4.
Oh, rubbish by Huddersfield. That's the only way to describe that. Jordan Turner's obviously not a natural half. He started off as a halfback when he was a young kid. He's grown into more of a loose forward type, centre type player. But what it does allow him to do when he put him at half, it allows him to get his hands on the ball more, and he's a dangerous runner.
And here will be a pinpoint kick straight over the middle of the sticks. It's Saints 22, Huddersfield 4. They have got a mountain to climb now, Huddersfield. And they are not making it easy for themselves. Giants are 20 metres out here. If they score next, it's game back on again. Ball going to go out wide to the far side. Ellis will kick it for Akumatai. He's going to score. He does score. He grounds the ball. And Akumatai has scored. And the Giants are back in this one. A try from the boot. This time for the Huddersfield Giants. Saints 22, Huddersfield 8.
It just shows how important it is in these conditions. Huddersfield have gained a little bit of pressure, got a few play of the balls, managed to get a little bit of pressure, and obviously a great kick there from Ellis.
The kick is from Ellis.
Although,
it's a good one.
Great kick.
So
great
now
kick.
They're back within two scores. It's 22-10. I think it was Lawrence who made the tackle. Ball going back to Walsh. He's putting boot to ball. It's another pinpoint kick. Trouble here. Oh, they've dropped it, Saints. He said it's gone backwards, and Walsh will jot it down underneath the post. Well, I'm not so sure about that one. Robert Hicks was the man on the spot. And Walsh is in, and that could be game, set and match for the Huddersfield Giants. Saints 26, Huddersfield 10.
He's getting carried off here with his shoulder. Delph fingers crossed it's nothing too serious. You never, whether it's a Huddersfield Giants player or another player, you never want to see anybody walk off in that manner. Could be some big losses tonight. You know, we've had James Roby, the influential hooker for St Helens, we've had Danny Brough, the influential scrum half for Huddersfield, and now as number one, it's pretty much three pivotal positions of either side have come off injured, which doesn't bode well for the rest of the year.
And you know, as we said, it takes something pretty serious to get a player off the field these days, and both Griggs and Roby go straight down the tunnel. I think they could be missing for a few weeks. Not what we want to see here. And the game might well be over, 28-10. Dribble kick in behind, and they scored right underneath the post. The Giants are in. Not sure who's got it down, but it doesn't necessarily matter. The Giants have got hope here at Langtree Park. 10 left, Saints 28, Huddersfield 14.
A fantastic kick there from Jamie Ellis. Whoever kicks the best, whoever create, you know, gets down there, puts pressure on their own goal line, and it's been evident tonight. And they've all come, the majority of the tries have come from kicks.
And it's game on again. 12 points the difference, 28-16 forward. It was Jake Connor with a try. Crabtree throws the ball away. He's having words with Amor. Penalty here, and I'm pretty certain Lou Walsh will stick this straight between the upright. On its way, and that one goes through the middle, and it is St Helens 30, Huddersfield Giants 16. It was always going to be tough coming here, Luke. There'll be a little bit of disappointment about the performance, I think.
I think so. You know, obviously it's a very difficult place to come in, St Helens. I've never, as I said before, apart from 2013, I've never really had a pleasurable time playing here, but it's the manner in which we've lost. You know, I expected a closer game.
Here now, a little dink over the top by Connor, who was fouled. Play on, says Robert Hicks. And that's it. Lawrence makes the tackle, the hooter goes, and it's the home fans who are happiest here. 30 points to 16. Disappointment and the worry. Brough goes off injured. Griggs with a nasty-looking injury to his right arm. It could be an expensive night, Luke.
You know, they lost James Roby as well. They had to make adjustments to their side, so it's not an excuse. They just give us a lesson in the way the game's played.